Hello. Hello. And hello. What you are hearing now is the voice of Tom Edison. And we are going to connect the dots, believe it or not. And if there's anybody who has a question about anything, because this is a call-in radio show, you have the opportunity to call in and say what you want. How about that? And I'm just telling you the truth here.
Bluetooth mode. Aux-in mode.
If you were dancing when the music was playing, well, you were doing the right thing. And, hey, today is August 11th. What am I saying? I was just testing you there. It's April 11th. And, great things that happened on August 11th. But today is April 11th, 2026. And a portal opened today. You don't know what a portal is? Well, I don't know. You need to get yourself a general education, you know, maybe go to the site, the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com, and find out what a portal is. You know, it's a dimensional connection that opens up, and it opened up today, and it's going to be around until the 13th, maybe a little over, just the 14th. And things are open now, more so than ever. You know, we as human beings, we've lived a limited energy life, because when we entered into this world, things were taken away from us. We had to agree to that. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been allowed to be born into this world. But things are opening up, and we're moving closer to what it is to be a full human being with all our energy forces working. And this is an important thing to realize. And what is being talked about now is that, you should find out about who Ashtar Ashtar Command, and Commander Ashtar is Ashtar Sharan, and sounds almost like a name out of a Star Trek episode. Maybe they were playing on that name when that Star Trek episode from the long past was put out there. And there's a lot of videos on YouTube right now. He in the word Ashtar, A-S-H-T-A-R, Sharan, S-H-T-A-R-O-R-A-N. Sharan, like Sharan, Sharan. Ashtar Sharan, Commander Ashtar of the Galactic Fleet, out there waiting to move in and give us our freedom. They're waiting on a lot of different factors, and those of us who have been following it, we wonder, what the hell are we taking so long for? Or what in heaven are you taking so long for? Let's not use the word hell if we don't have to. The information now is that, and you should be looking for it on YouTube after the show is over. Yeah, look for it on YouTube there, and subscribe to the channel, and then they all appear on that YouTube. When you're watching a YouTube, there's a screen on the side where the artificial intelligence is coaxing you to viewing other things. And there's quite a few of them out now, but it's happening now. It's happening today, tomorrow, and Monday before it disappears. And Astar talks on these 25, 30 minute, 35 minute videos. And other people are brought in to talk also, and they're talking about the importance of doing certain things at this point in time. If you want to be part of what's happening, actually your presence, your life force, is a very important factor. Every human being can form a node, a node, a point that becomes part of the collective that is supportive of key people, whether they know or not. And one of the key people actually is the President of the United States, not mentioned by name. I mean, hey, and those of us that know American history, we know, hey, the President, the change by the key moment will be July 4th, yeah, the 250th anniversary of America. Yeah, there's more to America than we ever believed. It was started by the Galactics, really. They wanted to form something good, and they were present. At least the one known as Saint Germain, he was present when they were writing the Constitution. He materialized a physical body, you know. Advanced beings can do that, you know. They can come down to our reality, materialize a physical body, and participate in an event that's happening. In fact, it's been said that most of us human beings were from the 12th dimension, angelic humans, and decided to be on Earth at this point in time. And so we went through the ordeal of being birthed by human parents and being subjected to loss of memory. And all these other bit things that were imposed upon us, otherwise the dark forces weren't going to let us to incarnate. So much for that. That's a whole conversation in itself. But what's happening now, you know, this Ashtar, commander of the galactic fleet hovering in our solar system, is communicating with us on a personal level and telling us that we're being asked to go out in nature and take off our shoes and step on the ground to make a connection. You know, the Earth is a living entity, and if you really want to connect with the Earth, you need to remove the clothing. You need to step barefoot on the ground, or you can put your hands up against a tree. That'll work too. That'll help you out. Hug a tree, you know. But when your flesh is actually touching these living entities, like trees, like Mother Earth, you have a stronger connection going, and then you become part of the bigger picture. And you resonate, and your frequency of your body is being observed from above by those in the higher dimensions that observe what's going on here. You know, if you don't quite grasp what I'm talking about, well, get with it, man. I'm talking about the future we're walking into. We're in the progress of walking into it now. Wake up, you know, put down that can of beer or whatever you're doing and listen to what I'm saying. Because your concentration is important in this. We're all being asked to take special salt, like Himalayan salt, and put a trickle of it across our windows and doorways in our residence to protect our space from invasion by dark forces. And they're out there trying to invade us all the time. You know, the diehards, the evil diehards that haven't been taken off the earth yet. You know, and that's a whole other discussion in itself. I've hit on it a little at times, you know. We have the Galactic Confederation, a representative of the resistance movement, Gober, telling that galactic forces out there can land on our planet in 15 minutes to remove all the evil people. Well, you know, I said, why don't you do it? You know, and that question has been asked before, and we've been told, which I think is a ridiculous answer, oh, the bad people have so much power, they'll destroy everybody, all of humanity, with nuclear bombs and stuff like that. I don't buy that excuse. You shouldn't buy it either. Because, you know, we all heard the story back in the 1980s where missile sites were visited by unusual craft, unidentified craft, and they started countdowns at nuclear bases that the people had no control over, and luckily they stopped them in time. And they prevented other things from being done. So, you know, we've all heard that story. Was that a lie? You know, I believe that they have the power to stop these things. So let's be excuse about not bringing down the whole forest and clearing all the evil off our planet in 15 minutes. You know, I've asked to, through this gentleman, Cobra, who represents the resistance, to meet with these people. And I know, I want to know why you can't do it, you know, because I believe, and I'm a human with ingenuity living on Earth here, and I believe there's a way to get around it. In fact, I've sent them emails. First of all, they don't want to meet with me. What the hell does that say, you know? What are they, chicken, or they just don't know how to share the decision-making process, which they should be concerned about. If you're going to liberate a planet, don't think that we're nothing but a bunch of fools that are just going to follow you when you land. You know, we don't know what following the command structures we have in place now. So you better get used to people not wanting to do just because they tell us to do it. I mean, we'll try to comply along as much as possible, but man, I don't buy this thing. If you have, don't be talking that you're going to clear all the bad people out in 15 minutes and you have it all planned out and then give us an excuse, well, we can't because the bad guys will annihilate the whole human race. I don't believe that. In fact, I've communicated with these people. I don't know what the message got passed along like I wanted it to, that no. All you have to do is set up the kill switches on all the things that you might be able to do to us, and then they won't be able to do it, you know? Then we're going to come down and do a 15-minute deal, clearinghouse, and they won't be able to know what to do when they push the buttons and pull the switches and nothing happens. And you can have that all prearranged so nothing works for them, you know? Am I making sense here? I hope so. I only wish they would listen to this broadcast and understand that they have a lot to learn about dealing with the dark side. We thank them for all they are doing and will be doing, but at the same time, at the same goal, get off the high horse and come down and face to face and understand that we know things that you don't know. And it's time you wake up and treat us as equals, instead of thinking that we're all too stupid. Yes, some of us on Earth are just totally stupid morons, idiots. But what about the rest of us that are not? You're trying to dump us all in the same boat. No, it's not like that with humanity. And you got a lot to learn about humanity. You might not like hearing this, but I'm going to be speaking it. Anyhow, so that's what's being asked of us by the supposed commander of the Galactic Fleet here to, bring him a new vessel, Ashtar, Shiran, Commander Ashtar of the Galactic Confederation Fleet. There might be other things too. And sometimes words get interchanged. There's a group calling themselves the Galactic Federation, and then there's the Galactic Confederation. You know, I was at a live event where I tried to ask that question, and it was sidestepped. sidestep. And if you were listening, Colbert, you're the one who sidestepped. You didn't want to answer my question, you know. So what's going on there? I mean, really? And again, you know, I don't like the idea. There's being some other worlds. They're doing work behind the scenes. Wonderful, great. We thank you. We give you gratitude. But at the same time, you don't want to meet with us face to face. What is your problem? Can't you determine when you're talking to somebody if they're a decent person or not? Why deny us that opportunity? And we're tired of hearing you're protecting us because we would be killed. No, I won't be killed if I meet with you. Okay, that message is out there, that statement is out there, and that statement alone will protect me. If you don't understand that, how little of the universe do you understand? I mean, really, there's ways to do things where there's going to be no repercussions and nothing negative happening. And we on Earth are experts at arranging these situations. Probably much better than you know how to do. But it doesn't matter who's better. It matters that you respond. This epidemic of unresponsiveness, it's affected the higher realms too, apparently. And those are important things, what I just said. So anyhow, that's what ASTAR is asking people to do. And this is supposed to be done in the next couple of days. Spraying soul. Human light and soul around your windows and doors, lighting a candle for a certain amount of time, watch the videos, get the details, and going out in nature barefoot and making a statement. I can't remember it offhand, but it's out there. Look for the YouTube videos. ASTAR, Kiran. And there's quite a few of them out there now. And he's talking about the trauma presidency. He doesn't mention the word trauma. He's talking about the presidency of the United States. Like I said, could change. But that a decision is going to be made on July 4th. And Trump might have been removed by that time. It might be Vance, who's the president, or it might be the Speaker of the House, if they both get removed beforehand. Whoever is the president at that point in time, just July 4th. And if you had been listening to the last show, the one that before me, and you wish, James Gillian, he was had a caller, and they were having a little conversation, and he was being asked a few questions about Trump, and he mentioned that there's more than one Trump. I agree with that. And who's, will the real Trump please stand up? And there's kind of like a schizophrenic personality developing with Trump, like one day this, next day that, then you're talking the opposite, and people are picking up on this, you know? The one thing I notice, if you look at the current president, Trump, and certain videos, like he has a different hairpiece on. It's whiter than the normal one. And so how many are real, how many are clones? Maybe there's an alien projecting himself to look like Trump. Supposedly that can be done. But whatever it is, we need to keep our eyes open, our ears. And we need to start taking command of our government. And like I said, the last show, there was a caller speaking to James Gillian. This is Call-In Radio Show 2. And I'm your host, John Edison, and a name that might sound familiar. And you can call into my show too. The number is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. sentence, it's the holy, any way you want to put it. And of course, if you're listening through your computer, the phone number's up there. There's also a regular 323 number. There you go, 323 calling. That's for people out of the country. Plus, they got to do their country digits first, and then dial the 323 number. You'll find that all on the BBS radio page. Yeah, BBS radio. I call it Radio Free America, where show hosts like myself, we can talk about what we want without any limitations and worry about repercussions. It's Radio Free America. The name of the show is Connect the Dots, and I'm connecting the dots for you here today. But if you want to connect the dots, hey, use the toll-free number here in the U.S. or Canada. It's 888-627-6008. So much for that. But it's important today, the portal opened today, tomorrow, and Monday 13th for you to find out about what you could be doing to become part of the bigger picture. Every one of us have a frequency, and when we do certain things and plant our feet on the bare feet on the earth, our frequency comes up on the big board that's watched by calling the watchers, but that's not a good term to use because that term is refers to usually some other groups, special groups. I call them the overseers of mankind. You know, I invented a lot of new terms in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's out there. Look for it. Download it for less than the price of a beer at a bar. And it has information that even the galactics out there in our solar system don't know about. Information about things on Earth there that you wouldn't know about unless you were here on Earth doing your own investigations. Got many pictures of invisible things that fly around at night that can be picked up with a camera. It's got the photographs of things that can materialize and be seen by regular sight in certain situations. And the pictures alone are an indication, plus many unusual spacecraft caught hovering in the sky with 35 millimeter photographs, and they're not moving, they're hovering. So you get a good look at some of them unusual looking craft, not like they ever show you on any of these disclosure videos or anything like that. Nothing like anything you have ever seen before. My take is, how come no one is interested in even looking at what unusual looking craft are? How come no one's interested in gaining knowledge about the invisible beings that share our space and the cameras can pick up? They're not everywhere, but they're in certain places. And also pictures of spirit beings whizzing around showing up with a camera. They know what we're using a camera. And they'll show up to you if you're willing to be interested in seeing them show up, and some of them are just beings of light, but these light being creatures leave light trails. And these awesome pictures are in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, plus a lot of explanations, a lot of new interpretations, new definitions for words. You know, I tell you what really the word coincidence refers to. Yeah, it's coinciding with things that have been pre-planned to happen at a certain point in time. Yeah, but you need to see it written in print. That's why you need to get the book, you know. And hey, it took years to put this book together, you known the work and deserves his wages. Unfortunately, I went with a fly-by-night company. Well, not fly-by-night, but a company that wasn't didn't have the understanding of how to really help me with this book. You know, I mapped out every detail, and I had to fight them tooth and nail to get it the way I wanted. Because people, they lacked imagination. They lacked understanding. Hey, the name of the company, you know, the record is what they have made it. The name of the book, they even advertised on TV still. 14 books in Pennsylvania. Yeah, they're the ones I want to take because they have the lowest price for producing a book, and they had a lot of commas. They're going to give me a commercial. Here I have a book about metaphysics and outer space and UFOs and invisible beings. And the radio spot that they promised that I thought I would have something to say about it. No, they decided for me, and they put me on a sports show at 6 o'clock in the morning in Boston, and I'm from New York City. Now, what is the sports show people going to be interested in? A book from somebody from New York City about metaphysics, aliens, ETs, UFOs, invisible beings flying around at night, geometry, and all kinds of things like that. Sports people are not going to be interested in that, certainly not at 6 o'clock in the morning, and that's the guest spot they got. Thank you, Fulton Books. Oh, yeah, you fulfilled your obligation. But anyway, that's the company that printed the book. You probably can get it from them, or you can just go on, you know, Amazon, Netflix, iTunes, or whatever, and find it there and download it for less than $10 easily. And that would be an education for you if you did it. Now, let me just move on. Oh, yeah. What else has been talked about with that? What's coming to be now, the Hopi elders have been prophesizing this thing, Catholic visionaries, and the Pleiadians all have been talking about this moment in time where we're going to have a resolution to all that's been building up to this point in time. And they're talking about 3 days of darkness. Now, I know it sounds unbelievable. What do they mean by that? Is the sun going to disappear out of the sky? I don't think so, but 3 days of darkness. Now, what could that mean? Hey, this is Colin Radio Show. Anybody that knows what that means, 3 days of darkness, for sure, or if you think you know how to call in and give your opinion on it. What else is going on at the same time? You know, of course, hey, I don't want to leave out the war. I mean, let's face it, you know, this is all, it's not brought anything to finality. I guess it's slowed down progress for the Iranians to get a nuclear weapon, but they're not giving up. And let's not forget the Iranian government, even though the original Iranian government from last month, the one that destroyed, murdered 35, 40,000 of their own people that were protesting, just murdered them. That group, the old Ayatollah, and his staff of evil henchmen, you know, were destroyed in the short Iranian war that's happening. And, of course, the follow-up group to take over is the Ayatollah's son and a bunch of other people that have the same evil agenda of suppressing the people and, you know, lusting to destroy Israel and lusting to destroy America too, you know. And they're still dead strong on their evil agendas, and they're not giving up, you know. So the war is like, it accomplished certain goals, but at the same time, now we have another conflict going with the blocking of the strait, or the Muse, or whatever it's called. And oil tankers are being backed up because everyone's afraid to go through. Even though we supposedly destroyed all the military, but I guess we didn't. And whatever is causing the price of gasoline to go up, which is causing the prices of all foods to go up. And we, the American people, are paying a heavy monetary price for, you know, the way things turn down. So don't forget to thank your President Trump for that. But that's where the situation is. The world is changing. It's hard to believe the Ukrainian war is 5 years ongoing. Not far behind it is the Palestinian Gaza Israeli war. Still ongoing, and then we got the Iranian war, which I think is still going to ongo. And Hezbollah, Lebanon, Israeli war. Who's next? I guess it'll be China and Taiwan. We'll probably end up getting involved in that too. So, things are not looking good with the on the stage of Earth. And only the dark forces are really manipulating the world more than we would like them to. Meanwhile, our galactic brothers and sisters are sitting by and watching this happen. And they need to wake up and do more and jump into the moment now. And I don't care if they like what I'm saying or not, but I believe, come on, you know, tell me if you can do everything in 15 minutes. What else have you been telling us for years? Oh, you got a billion stars in our galaxy. A billion. Or was it billions? Well, with all that might and power, you could cover the sky with your spacecraft and just land everywhere and get everything done and put up the force fields to stop the nuclear weapons, contain the germs that might be released in germ warfare, and all those other things. And I even sent you an email how to go about and prepare for this. And oh my God, that was months ago. Why haven't you done it yet? Meanwhile, the longer you wait, the more innocent people that are being killed and suffering. And how everything is going downhill just about everywhere. And it has to do now because you're not acting at the moment when things need to be acted upon. Holding back to have things perfection is not a good plan. It may be in your eyes and your imagination, but in reality, you need to move on the situation where it is, as it is, and do your best. If you can't understand that, why don't you, this is call on radio show, why don't you call in and tell me how I'm wrong, okay? You know, defend your case because I'm calling you out on this. You know, I'm sick of this bullshit that you've been dealing with the human race. Yeah, well, thank you for all that you've done. And you've been talking about things we didn't even know about that existed, and you claim you did it, of course, because you're making that all up. You know, if we start looking at you carefully, like, how can we know anything you've said to us is true? Yeah. Well, you're coming under question at this point in time, too. How can you sit by and let these things even get worse? Because the longer you wait, the worse it's going to get. If you can't see that, I don't need a crystal ball, let's say, if you can't see it. What are you doing, you know? Don't think we're going to thank you for waiting forever and making it, allowing us to all suffer more. You know, waving net beds in front of our face and not really delivering on them. What about the food repayments? All the people starving on our planet here. Why aren't they being distributed? You need to do it when there's a way to do it without any repercussions, but you don't want to believe there is, and you don't want to hear about it. I guess you have an ego trip, and your ego can't be, that earthlings could possibly know more than you in the higher dimensions. Yeah, we all want to move up to your dimensions. We all want to do it now, and we don't want to have to be put through any more, jump through any more flaming hoops because you claim you're not ready and you're worried about doing a perfect landing and introduction of yourself as well. Forget about this perfection ideal because that is not realistic. Yeah? And if anyone has anything to say, in regards to what I've just said, hey, call me. Yeah. You know, prove me wrong what I'm saying. Meanwhile, back to what is important. And everything is important. People are important. And apparently, you know, we've been made aware that in many ways, yeah, we're ignorant in many ways. We don't know about the other bodies beyond the physical bodies, but that's not really so much our fault. It's the fault of the evil governments that have kept us stupid. You know? What about the seven energy bodies? You know, back in the last century, they were only talking about five energy bodies. Well, now they're talking about more, the enlightened ones, the extraterrestrials that are not willing to talk to us face to face. And I don't like this idea about they only want to do telepathic communication with us. You know, I can prove to anyone, anytime, any place, anywhere, that certain things can be talked out better verbally than telepathically. Telepathic is good, it's universal, but it has its limitations. You know? A perfect example, I mean, many of us have pet cats. You know, your cat's telepathic. Cats don't really have a language. Yeah, they get your attention with a meow, and then they use the same meow to send another message to you, whatever the message is, like, bring me some food, open the door, and whatever, I want this. And it's all done with like one little meow, one word representing an infinite amount of possibilities, and they're kind of going to pick up their telepathic message. So there is limitations to that, you know, and there's a perfect example that's shown you. But same goes for people, you know. Some situations telepathy is just fine. You know, it sends the picture out. A picture has 1,000 words in it. But there are many things that need, especially when you're talking about strategies and plans in detail. You have to verbalize it to get it down, pinpoint the whole situation. And I'll have to be proven wrong on that. You might be able to do many things telepathically, but I could easily prove to you where telepathic communication it becomes too generalized and you can't you know, correlate on the details of how precise things have to be for some things to work out. And if you don't understand that, hey, call in and I'll explain it to you, you know? But I think I've explained it enough already. And I'll stick to my guns with that one because that's my experience in life. I've had telepathic communication, it works fine for certain situations. But with the complex situations we have now, we really need some verbal communication with the ETs, you know? And you just need to, you know, break your stranglehold on communication and learn how to speak to us in our language, you know? You guys are supposed to be Jesus and everything like that, you know, 100 different languages and whatever. So speaking what's in our language, and you will find that we have a lot of valuable information, because telepathic information is good for generalization. You know, the cat, your cat can look at you and send you the message, open the refrigerator door, leave me my cat food, and you'll pick that up, okay? But cats are far cry from doing a detailed plan how to land spacecraft on Earth without being shot at by the dark side. Because if you're telepathically, you don't be able to pick up the telepathic communication in the game. And then they'll know what you're planning. So how can you plan something in secret if you're doing it telepathically? I mean, think about that. You're telegraphing your moves. Telepathically, you're telegraphing your moves beforehand. Then the opposition knows where you're going, where you're headed, and what you plan to accomplish. In order to have a secret plan, you got to go beyond telepathic. So anyhow, talk about energy bodies, you know, there used to be the PEMS, the physical, emotional, the mental, and spiritual. Well, now it's elaborated. Here's a list of 7 energy bodies. We have the etheric body, we have the emotional body, we have the mental body, we have the astral body, we have the etheric template body, we have the celestial body, and we have the casual body. And put them all together, and that is us. It's a little more than PEMS, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. But either one is beyond just the physical. And there's a problem with big pharma medicine, they only address the physical. You know, as if that was the whole human being. And they don't understand that everything is frequency. And even living cells respond to frequency. So, back to connecting here, connecting the dots with frequency, that is the one of the requests, suggestions from Commander Ashtar, Ashtar Sharon, with his YouTubes. Follow his instructions within the next couple of days, or if you got to find out about them, and then follow them. And where you place your feet on the ground, bare feet, and really your frequency will be recognized by those up out there in the higher dimensions that look for those things, and will be part of the communal force that is supportive of what's coming. And the big event is July 4th. America is at the forefront of what's happening now. And like I said earlier, it was America was actually, there was assistance from the heavenly realms to set up America in the Western Hemisphere here for the future of them, which we are in the process of participating in. And one of the ASTAR requests is at 11 p.m. We're past it now, but think about it for tomorrow night. 11 p.m. Oh, maybe it's from the Pacific Coast. Maybe it isn't that late yet. The give a minute of silence, focusing on sending that peaceful science to the White House. And the White House is not just the president, it's everyone in it. We're being asked to do that because we want to bring peace to Earth, and we want the White House under the president to succeed in bringing peace to the world and getting in line with the galactic codex. That's something you can look up. You probably more easily find that on the portal, 2012 portal.blogspot.com, spelled just like it sounds. And your participation is needed, and it becomes part of the collective, and then the collective becomes more powerful. And the more of us that give this 1 minute of silence at 11:11 p.m. in your time zone, the it will all end up, and it will become a pool of energy that will assist the White House in doing what the universe wants, what God wants: peace, love, the end of the wars. And that's how we can, that's the best we can do if we don't have the political connections. You know, I can't call Trump on the phone and say, listen, you jerk, this is what you did wrong. And here's how to fix it. I can't. I'm kind of out of the loop because I don't have the billionaire connections. But as a group, we can influence what the president does and what he will be the big decision he'll be making on July 4th. It has to do with which timeline we're going into. There's, you know, we're guaranteed the timeline for eventual ascension, but we'd like to do it as soon as possible. And there's a choice coming up on that July 4th, about whether it's going to happen real soon, or is it going to be put down the road 5 years, or maybe 10 years. And we want the President of the United States, whomever it may be, this July 4th, to make that timeline decision and be consulting the voices of those of us who have taken a stand. We've identified ourselves with our frequency, and we have participated in a minute of silence every night at 11:11 p.m. Yeah, we all want to be part of this. Well, it's time we do it. You know, I've just explained to everybody how you can be part of and get your 2 cents in as part of the collective. And we are. Once we start interacting with the rest of the universe, crawl out of our shell of hibernation by ourselves, we will definitely be part of the collective. And this is a very important thing I'm talking about here. It involves your participation. If you have picked up any good things out of the show tonight, pass it along to your friends. You know, tell them about what else is going on. Emerald grids are being set up on the planet Earth here. A lot of the atmosphere, the vibrations of the planet has to do with setting up grids. You know, a couple of years ago, they started setting up the Cavanani grids and patterns, flower of life patterns. If you don't know what the flower of life is, well, you need to look at it, you know. It's out there everywhere. Google it, you'll find out. And just, I think everybody has an opinion. And I say disregard the Ashiana Dean stuff about she's calling the flower of life the flower of death. I mean, the something of daisy of death. Well, you know, I have to make a choice. I believe the flower of life is good for many reasons. And if you viewed any of Ashiana Dean's material, you'll see that I've come to the conclusion that she talks a lot about the breaking away from God and the fall and all that, and the black phantom matrix around a black hole, and the tilting of the earth and the phantom matrix, which the earth is still in, I believe, in the third dimension, but the earth is moving out of that, into the fifth dimension, which will be aligned with the real universe. And the people she's been listening to are the rebels who are trying to make good. And but at the same time, they want to, you know, impose their interpretation. Why would they say the flower of life is the daisy of death? Because they know it's good, and they don't want people lining up with the good and becoming more aware that they're probably the rebels who put all this information in Gianna Dean's mind and to try to distract us from the real truth, you know? And those of us who know nothing, and that was the first book you ever read in your life, well, you might think, yeah, that's true. So, I'm just going to take sides on that. Flower of life is a good pattern. And, as I got Don Dean called me up on the show, and we'll argue the point. I just have to give my opinion on that. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Hey, if I'm wrong, you'll have to prove me wrong, and then I'll admit, okay, I'm wrong. But I'm not afraid to take a stand, and the flower of life is a good pattern. And that's how they're setting up the grids on planet Earth. First with the Shintanami stones, and now they're doing it with the emerald stones. And it's a lot of work involved, a lot of participants that have had to go out and coordinate, use their cell phones to coordinate their locations, and then, dive their information out and find out where everybody else is putting theirs in. Put them in key points along the ley lines. This thing is called ley lines for energy. And, this is what's interesting. More reason why we want to look for these things on YouTube. Ashtar Sharan, he talked about the seven cities in the U.S. where there are powerful, I guess, ley line points that are going to be part of the new things that are happening. And, they're people that have been told to move to these areas, and then apparently they're there already. And you see the seven cities, if I can pull it up in my memory, the seven cities are Denver, Colorado, Los Angeles, Chicago, Nashville, Tennessee, with the Nashville Cats, Miami, New Orleans, I think maybe Phoenix, Arizona too. In fact, if you're in Phoenix, Arizona, go looking for the info out there. You're being asked to go out to the desert, and I'm not sure if we would be playing the Emerald Stones or make some connection with the light forces. That's the root of the light forces. They're the ones to free us from the tyranny of the dark forces. So if you're out there in Phoenix, Arizona, find out about what the request is for people out there to go out to the desert and make a connection with the light forces. We're coming to the end of the show. It was a Cause Radio show. It's once every 2 weeks now. You know, the show used to be every week, but I wanted to be in this time slot, which, because I'm doing it in New York, is midnight. This is the midnight special in New York City. Listen on the BBS Radio Network and Saturday at 11 p.m. Central Time, because they list everything at Central Time, or Central Daylight Time now. So, if you can do the math, 14 days from the 11th, that must be the 25th. Wow. So that's when my show is going to be on again, April 25th. Tell your friends to tune in. Tell if you have have any friends that have phones, tell them to call them, to use that telephone, and let their voice be heard. You know, it's time for everyone to crawl out of the woodwork and start, communicating publicly. And this is a show to do it on. If you have something really good to share, this is the show to do it. You know? So that's it. April 25th will be my next show. 11 p.m. Central Time, midnight, Eastern Time. And that would be 9 p.m. Pacific Time. How about that? In the good old USA. Going to do the show countdown, and then followed by the lead guitar solo of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? Are you? Well, I am. And you can catch my videos on Tom Edison 5621. That's my YouTube channel. I got a couple of Beatles documentaries on there, plus some Subway Fantasy stuff, and the rest is all my original material. And you can definitely pick up that song, Are You the Party in Kind? And then you'll see what the party in kind looks like. Yeah. If you're interested in meaningful songs, I got the 12s out there on CD, baby. You'll also pick them up on YouTube. That's what's good about CD, baby. They put your songs up there on YouTube. You can listen to them for free. How about that? Same with YouTube, so it's all free. And the song, Murray Porter Songs, is one album. And the other album is Songs Better Than Dylan. 23 great written songs, better than anything Dylan ever wrote. Or most of the stuff he wrote. I got some good stuff to make that statement. Okay, this ranger, I'm gonna give you the countdown. Tell your friends. April 25th, don't miss the show. I'll be talking more about Jackie and Chambers and stuff like that. Okay, 5-4-3-2-1-0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, you're a liar. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without freedom, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.